Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
As we come out of this pandemic, businesses need help. At the Vegas Chamber, we've partnered with Workforce Connections to make this happen.
These business hubs can help you find qualified candidates, build an effective hiring process, explore training options, and connect you to funding resources.
These resources are real and available to all businesses in Las Vegas.
This message is sponsored by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The U.S. Supreme Court this week reverses a Biden policy that rejected the Remain in Mexico policy. That is good news. If you care about what's going on along our southern border, that is very, very good news. We'll get to that. And by the way, Jason Jones, the CEO and director of Omni Intelligence, will share his intelligence with us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And a 531 on a Friday afternoon. Quick check of the traffic cams. Watch out for some slow exiting traffic there on the right lane, 515 northbound at Charleston, as a lot of people are trying to use that Charleston off-ramp. Also, we're getting some reduced speeds right now, 515 westbound at Eastern, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. A lot of congestion through there as four lanes become two. And it's slow in that transition lane as well. Those people who are merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the 515 east. Heavy volumes on the 15 as well as we speak. northbound at Sahara and southbound 15 at Tropicana.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
With Allegiant Stadium open, Las Vegas has been very vocal about trying to become a destination location for neutral site to college football games. They've got one coming up in 2024 as LSU and USC are going to open up the season against each other at Allegiant Stadium in what is being called the Vegas Kickoff Classic. It is going to take place Labor Day weekend in 2024. The exact date and time will be released at a later time. Raiders football, they're getting ready to wrap up the preseason coming up on Sunday in Santa Clara as they match up against the 49ers. The Raiders have also moved on from linebacker Tavon Coney, who they had originally signed just 10 days ago.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 30% off top designer looks to take you from summer to fall when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, get your beauty fix with 15% off this season's must-have fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more. And get it faster when you pick curbside or in-store. Or try same-day delivery powered by DoorDash right now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's been weird over the course of the last few weeks with all of the talk about Afghanistan and the bombing, the tragedy there, which is ongoing. We have diverted our attention away from what is a growing crisis, which is obviously the immigration reform, the Biden border chaos. And I had a chance to visit earlier today with Jason Jones. He's the director and CEO of Omni Intelligence. He is a retired intelligence and counterterrorism division. He managed the daily operations for the Texas Rangers, not the baseball team. I'm talking about the Texas Rangers law enforcement. And he is a good guy, but very, very knowledgeable. And I asked him, the stay in Mexico policy, which the Supreme Court ruled had to be reinstated, and exactly what is the stay in Mexico policy?
Yeah, sure. Basically, what is happening is rather than allowing people to come into the country and then, as we see right now, then be able to be sent and have legal status to be here, they have to wait in Mexico and wait for a hearing before that determination is defined based on whatever country they come from or whatever claim they make, whether that's asylum or credible fear or whatever it is. That's basically what it is. And now the highest court has ruled that it must stay in place. And so now, as we see over the last few days, the Biden administration and the Department of Homeland and Security has agreed to reinstate it. But it's an interesting part is that they have mentioned that now it all depends on whether Mexico will agree or not. So time is going to tell whether they're actually going to implement it. But I can tell you, as I just got off the phone with agents on the ground, and as of right now, they have no word how of any guidance or how it's going to be enacted.
Wow. Why is it up to Mexico? If the agreement is in place with the United States and Mexico from the Trump administration, doesn't it carry over?
Well, you have to remember it got removed under the Biden administration, and so now we have a higher court that has ruled that it has to be, you know, has to be reconducted and put back into place. And so now they're saying that they are coordinating with the government of Mexico to make that happen. So, you know, you can clearly see here where their out is, and it'll be interesting to see whether they're able to make that happen or not and blame it all on Mexico.
I was going to say they'll be politicking with Mexico to refuse. Hey, would you like an extra $60 million or $60 billion of foreign aid? Wink, wink, nod, nod.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's where we really are. And you know, I get very frustrated because I have to tell you, as somebody that's worked that border for many, many years, this is the worst surge we've ever been through. You know, it's not just the people crossing from over 148 different countries that have been apprehended at that southwest border in the last 10 months alone. We are dealing with and seeing more fentanyl seized at that southern border than we have ever seized. CBP in 10 months has seized 9,700 pounds. And just to put that in perspective, in 2020, they had only seized 4,700 pounds, which was the record-setting year. And now look at the effects on the American people. We are seeing a record-setting amount of overdose deaths of over 93,331, according to the CDC, just in the year 2020 alone. We have never been here. Now, that's the second part of it. The third is the adjustment from smuggling of people to the trafficking of people by the cartels, charging absorbent fees, which is debt bondage, because now these people are allowed to come into our country. Our government moves them throughout the country under an act of compassion, but yet they are indebted to a criminal organization in a foreign country. We've never been here before, and never at this level, for sure. And I can tell you, as somebody that's worked that border for many, many years, just to put it in perspective, in 2014, to cross that southern border in South Texas would run you about $100, and the cartels didn't care what country you came from. Today, if you're a Mexican citizen, it's $2,500 just across that river. If you're Central American, it's $3,000. If you're Chinese, it's $5,000. If you're Central American, or if you are Middle Eastern, or if you're Russian, $9,000. Well, nobody can pay that. So now they're here, yet indebted to a criminal organization in that foreign country. We're seeing things we've never seen before.
The basis of the Remain in Mexico policy is that they go and they stay in Mexico until their hearing. How many show up for these hearings?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. So on the Remain in Mexico part of it, when they're apprehended, well, they have to go back because Border Patrol has apprehended them at the border. But when we are releasing them into the country, you know, there's about a 92 to 95% rate, according to the Center of Immigration Studies, that don't even show up for their hearings when they're allowed to stay in the country and then have to reappear at a certain court date. So that's why the Remain in Mexico, or MPP, Migration Protection Protocols policy, as it was known, was so effective, because they had to remain in Mexico. And it sent a message, and this is the big part of it that I think the audience really needs to know, is that perception drives migration. And when you put in layers of difficulty to be able to stay into the United States, that echoes across the world, that you're going to be dealing with a lot of difficulties to make it. So, you know, MPP was extremely effective, and you can see that in the data of apprehensions in 2019 compared to 2020, that it really was working. So it's not a perception per se feeling. We can see it in the data that it worked.
Again, Jason Jones joining us, director of and CEO of Omni Intelligence. He has been with us a couple of times already, and I love having him on. I got to ask you, what about people currently in the system? Are they in purgatory? Are they going to be okay? Or do they get to stay? Do they get shipped out?
Yeah, no, that's the other problem with this. You know, we've got Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents whose job it is to go out there across this country and pick folks up, and, you know, their hands are tied right now. So the whole system is tied, and while I'm happy with the Supreme Court's highest rulings on this one program, you know, the administration has disbanded a lot of capabilities that have wide-ranging effects. And so, you know, another one is that of working with other government agents, other governments across from Mexico to throughout Central America to create layers of difficulty. You know, border security doesn't start at the border. It starts way before you reach it. And they've disbanded those programs that the Trump administration has put together as well. So there's a lot of undoing that's been done in a very short period of time that needs to be reinstated. And I'm glad to see this Remain in Mexico policy coming back online, and we'll see how, to what degree it does. But just remember that, you know, this is just one program of many that have been lost.
Can I ask, what would some of the other programs be relative to, sure, to this immigration thing?
Yeah, we call it the over-the-horizon approach. You know, one thing that the Trump administration did very, very well was work with Mexico. You may remember when they had soldiers deployed to their southern border and to their northern border, and that created multiple layers within Mexico that to migrants were being picked up. And I can tell you, somebody that was down on that border, seeing more National Guard from Mexico on their side of the border than I'd ever seen previously, they were apprehending migrants and taking them back and getting them out before they hit the United States. Now take that with Guatemala, Honduras, and other countries. That created an echo across the world that if you come, you are going to be dealing with multiple countries who are going to try to stop you before you get to the United States. That was extremely effective because that really changed the perception to the world. And see, that's the problem we have right now, because even though you hear from the president or the vice president and the DHS secretary saying to the world and to migrants, do not come. Do not come here. You will not make it. They know otherwise, because what the American people are not usually told is most of them have cell phones. And they pick up the phone and they call family ahead of them or friends ahead of them and say, hey, were you guys able to make it? Because we're hearing we're not going to be able to. And they're like, no, what are you talking about? Absolutely you can. Then they turn around, they look at their smuggler and they said, hey, are you going to be able to get me in Mexico? And the smuggler looks at them and says, well, absolutely I am. So we have to change the perception through enforcement action is what I'm trying to come across with. That's where you see the win, to really slow down the movement of people trying to reach our border from around the world.
That's Jason Jones, the director and CEO of Omni Intelligence, a retired captain from the Texas Department of Public Safety. He knows a lot about what's going on along our southern border. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line tonight on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Okay, call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, and even business associates to repeat what they were saying. Huh? What? Excuse me? All became a major part of conversations. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now they've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. The number, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Former President Trump was busy last night with Sean Hannity. And let's go to cut two. Because this is the former president and his initial reaction to the Kabul bombing at the airport. It's so incredibly sad. And former President Trump did not mince words. It's cut two. And this is the former president, the 45th president of the United States.
Well, it's so sad. It's probably from the standpoint of military tactics and just embarrassment, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country. We look like fools all over the world. We're weak. We're pathetic. We're being led by people that have no idea what they're doing. They take the military out, and then they say, now we'll bring out the people, and all of a sudden the Taliban walks in. We had the Taliban so under control, they wouldn't have moved without getting our approval. We had an incredible agreement. They weren't killing our soldiers, you know that, and it was part of it. In fact, Biden actually said that today. He said they weren't killing them because of the agreement that we had, that we did, and they hadn't killed one of our soldiers in many months, and they weren't going to because they were afraid to. And we had them totally in control. All of a sudden, Biden administration takes over, and they say, we're taking the military out. They didn't say they're taking the people. First, you take the people out, and then you take the equipment out. We left $80 billion worth of equipment. And I want to tell you, I think our soldiers, forgetting about even civilians, I think our soldiers are in tremendous danger. I think airplanes flying in and out of the airport are in tremendous danger. They have the best equipment, best rockets, the best tanks and helicopters, Apache helicopters, a lot of them that are immensely valuable. And by the way, Russia wants them because they want to examine them because we have far superior technology, and China wants them. This is the dumbest thing. I think it was the dumbest move anybody's ever made, perhaps in the history of our country, allowing this to happen, taking the military out and then say, oh, we hope to get the people out. And then when I hear General McKenzie say that the Taliban is going to protect us, the Taliban's the enemy. I dealt with the leader of the Taliban. This is not a very simple man. This is not a Boy Scout, to put it another way. This is a tough, hardened person that's been fighting us for many years, and we're using them now to protect us. Now look what happened with their protection. 100 people, much more, they say, than 100 people were killed, and 13 of our incredible military were killed. And that's just the beginning, because there are many of our military in the hospital right now, very badly wounded and hurt.
That is the 45th president of the United States. And like I say, he did not mince words last night. That was on Hannity on Fox News Channel. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. According to a recent Gallup poll, people in their 20s think they'll retire early. By the time they're in their 50s, it's a whole different view. Joining me today is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. So, Coach, it seems we all have that reality check when we reach that financial red zone, don't we?
Well, Steve, it sounds fun, doesn't it? Oh, I'm going to retire early.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you get to retirement, you don't have enough money, or the money's not allocated correctly, or we have a market crash the day before you're going to retire. Keep in mind, I've always said on my radio show, we're talking about people that are up in the stock market and bragging to all their friends. I say you're not up until you're out. Same thing go for the Bitcoin and all the other stuff people are talking about these days. And now Bitcoin's going to the moon. But of course, if you haven't liquidated any of it, you haven't made any money. It's fun to look at the paper that says you have. It's more fun to look at the green paper that says you really have.
Right.
So liquidating. So making sure you do the right thing at the right time is very important and can get you to retire earlier if you do the right thing ahead of time. Now, one of the main things we do to help accentuate this and accelerate the retirement planning process is to make sure you have a retirement income plan. We call it a financial fill-up strategy, Steve. There's the sound we use on our radio show. That means every single month for the rest of your life when you decide to retire, a check arrives to your mailbox. You pass away, your spouse continues to get that check. You both pass away, whatever's left goes on to your family. There's no games or gimmicks in the new income planning world, and this will take the worry out of living in retirement, giving you upside potential, income flexibility, and guaranteed income for life. Steve, this will put you ahead of the curve in retirement planning. The next 10 people will do it for you at no cost or obligation. This is a $1,000 value. Also have a 3-book set and a box set on retirement if you call right now.
That's a fantastic offer, Coach. Folks, don't miss out on this one. Give us a call, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, what do you got for me?
Well, I tell you what, you would think that some heads might roll over what has happened in Afghanistan over the past couple of days or so, but I'm looking at an article in Breitbart, and it says that Biden has no intentions of firing any generals and has full confidence in Secretary of State Tony Blinken, even after this disastrous performance over the past 48 hours. How do you like that?
Yeah.